that's pushing the limit of it, but I think that's communicated pretty well throughout the week and then on game day as well, to where, you know, there's a little, you know, a little bit of hesitation because it is that far back, but at the same time, everyone's kind of on the same page as well from that distance.
Is a 63-yard field goal house money? Because no one expects you to make it.
I don't know. Me and Chris and LP and KO, I think, expect me to make it. So just go out there and try to put a good swing on it and good hit on it, and you know, let that do the rest.
How good was that? Would that have been from 68, you think, or what was the distance on?
I have no idea. I know I hit it. I hit it pretty solid. The operation was great. The O-line did a great job. So, you know, was happy to do my part going into halftime.
What's it feel like to have an NFL record?
It's pretty cool. You know, I didn't know that until I got in here. So, that's definitely cool.
You want to try a longer one?
I think maybe a couple more, but we're getting pretty close to the limit, I think.
What's the longest you've ever made just messing around?
In the 70s, but that was outside, downwind. You know, during the week, we don't push it back that far. We go back to, you know, mid to high 50s, and you know, something that's a little less strenuous, where I can kind of dial in technique stuff more than worry about swinging hard on it.
And even in pregame, you don't go past the field.
No, we went like 58, the longest I hit today in pregame.
Yeah. Is that a normal?
Yeah.
Your normal routine is always 58.
Yep. Yep.
Are you the range going into the stated range, which as a coach, I think between you and the coaches, was it 58 going into today?
Usually, you know, it's like a regular game range. Regular game scenario is kind of inside the 40 if we're playing inside, and then that max range is discussed as well, you know, in case we get in situation like that as well.
Do you hit it any differently on those long ones? Do you just take a little harder rip at it, or do you really try to hit it normally?
Yeah, I take a little harder rip at it, but not crazy. I don't intentionally try to drive it or do anything like that. But there's a little more energy behind it, I think, too.
You certainly have long kicks up front, and the fact that long kicks will come out a little bit lower. Is that those things discussed? Right, it's going to come out a little lower.
Yeah, I mean, our field goal protection, our whole operation is fantastic, and they showed it again tonight. That's a good field goal rush team. They blocked a lot of kicks the last few years. And you know, to be able to have a chance and have time to, you know, to take an extra rip at it too is important.
Everything's golf for me. When I try and swing a 330 yarder,
that's right.
You duck too hard and you flip it and whatever. It does sure. Is there anything that relates to that with too hard?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just try to control it as much as you can and find that fine line from back there. And you know, you don't know when you're going to get those opportunities, so it's nice to be able to take advantage of it.
How quickly you put your arm up before it went through? I mean, it seemed like, did you kind of right when you hit it, you're like, okay, that's got a great shot?
Yeah, I thought I hit it good enough to get there and then look up and see that it's holding its line pretty well. But it takes a long time, longer than normal too. So just, you know, just waiting for it, I guess.
And when you hit it, one of those, there's a little more emotional than hitting a 38 or 40 yarder. I mean, it did seem like you got pretty excited.
Especially to close out the half too. I can, you know, get a little higher than I usually do because I don't have anything else to do for about 20 or 30 minutes. So,
how much does, I mean, these kicks typically happen at the end of a half. I mean,
And
obviously, I mean, that makes sense. But would they send you out there to take a kick like that with more time, you know, remaining?
I don't think so. I mean, we had a chance in the first quarter of the ball at the 41 or 42-yard line. And I thought that was absolutely the right call in that situation. Pin them inside the 10 and let our defense go to work, and that's exactly what happened. So I think it's just a situational thing, and, you know, we've just had a lot of them for whatever reason.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
What a kicker you got there.